From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A day after a narrow victory in a constitutional referendum granting him new executive authority, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan denounced the election observers who said the voting process did not meet international standards.
AKİT diye bir örgüt var.
Mr. Erdogan, referring to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe Monday, called on the group to, quote, know your place. That European assessment was critical. Tana de Luzueta headed one of the monitoring groups.
We observed a restrictive campaign framework. We also noted a significant imbalance in the campaign due, among other things, to the active involvement of the president, several leading national officials, and many local public officials in the Yes campaign.
Meanwhile, analyst Ersin Kayalosyulgu also warned of few, if any, checks and balances under the just-approved presidential system.
Has no concern with accountability of the executive branch of the government, the president, and the ministers assigned to his cabinet, and under these circumstances, democracy and democratic performance of the country will suffer further.
The main opposition rejected Sunday's result, with just over 51% supporting the Yes campaign, and called for the vote to be annulled. Thousands turned out to march in Istanbul against the referendum results. In Syria, airstrikes Monday targeted rebel positions in northeastern Damascus, while government forces advanced in central Hama province toward the rebel-held town of Tibet el-Imam. On Sunday, they captured the town of Soran in an assault reportedly backed by Russian warplanes. This is VOA News. Before